You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it's executive lounge time, and I'm joined on the line by the founder and CEO of Experian, Wale Ariwa, to get to know him a little better. Good evening, Wale. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with Experian. You built the business over 20 years ago. What inspired you to even start that?
Well, it's been 30 years since I've been in business. This current business in South Africa is now into its 25th year. So, I mean, what inspired me? Well, I was over here on holiday and I saw the opportunity and I realized I could help form a new industry in South Africa. And 25 years later, I've had some success at doing that.
What was the biggest challenge when you set out building that business? I mean, as an entrepreneur, there are a set of challenges that plague any entrepreneur, but what was your biggest challenge when you saw the South African market and realized that you were effectively starting something very new in the space?
Well, the biggest challenge for me was lack of a network. I didn't go to school here. I don't have family here. So I really did have to start from the grassroots, thinking out of the box, and looking for that opportunity day in, day out. Yeah, the biggest challenge was the lack of a network.
And that's quite a normal challenge for many entrepreneurs in this day and age. I suppose navigating that amongst the other challenges is always what gets to most entrepreneurs. Wale, you mentioned that you didn't, when you arrived here, when you moved here, you didn't necessarily have a network. You don't come from South Africa. You were born in Leeds in the UK. What was your fondest memory growing up?
Oh, well, fondest memory growing up was being with family, really. I spent some time in Nigeria in boarding school. I had a great time learning new environments, traveling, meeting new people and doing new things. I had a very adventurous childhood, moving around a lot. That's the thing I can remember the common denominator with me growing up, becoming a young adult. And if I remember, I would have said I've been to at least 15 educational establishments by the time I left university.
Wow. And you've continued to travel in your adult life. What's your favorite destination that you've been to?
Well, I would say Istanbul. I've been there about 6 times, followed by maybe Amsterdam and then Brazil. Yeah, travel is one thing that gives me joy, learning new things, meeting new people.
And of all the places you've traveled to, where would you say you've had the best cuisine?
Istanbul. I love Mediterranean food. I think it has a wide variety of sweet and savory, cold and hot. Yeah. And I love the fish. And, Istanbul itself is surrounded by the Bosphorus. And fish is what I remember having in Istanbul that I love so much.
That's quite interesting. Wale, what would you say inspires you at this stage? 20, 30 years into business, having built a successful business, still continuing to grow the business, what inspires you to get up every morning and do what you do best?
Well, first and foremost, it's adding value, I would say, and making a difference in society. Yeah, at the moment where we are helping corporates with their ESG factors, and that's been pretty exciting to say that, look, we're adding value, we're making a difference to the planet, we're making a difference to society, and we're doing things properly, basically going up above, over and above what is required by rules and regulations.
Going that extra step always comes in handy. Wale, if you were to shed some light on a little secret, something that your peers, perhaps your staff and your team might not necessarily know about you, what would that be?
The lack of fear, I would say. I just always have this blind belief that everything's going to be all right, no matter how hard a day I'm having. My focus really is to know that if I have a good night's rest, tomorrow is a new day and we can make things better. And I don't believe there is any challenge in business, especially that is insurmountable.
That's quite a positive outlook to have. It's a very refreshing thought process and mentality to have, especially in business. We know that business often gets very tough to navigate, and some challenges seem insurmountable. But as you rightly mentioned, no challenge is too great to be overcome. How do you wind down, Wale? How do you reflect on a week that was, or a day that was, especially the challenging ones? What's your go-to thing to wind down?
Well, for me, it's a good night's sleep and then exercise. My favorite sport is cycling. I do cycle extensively. I mean, I do the Cape Argos 94.7. At one point in time, I used to do about 8 different competitions a year. So, yeah, usually I just get on a bike, and by the time I'm climbing that hill and I've got all that pain in my legs, I've forgotten all the other challenges, and it's just kind of refreshing and relief, and yeah, it clears the mind, and then we take on the next challenge when we get back to work.
Any plans to do the Tour de France?
No, well, not professionally, but I have had plans to go there with my mates to follow the tour as amateurs, just as a fun run, you know, follow the tour through a few stages. I mean, they do about 3,000 kilometers over 2 weeks. But yeah, to follow a couple of the stages just for fun. Yes, there is a plan to follow the Tour de France in sometime in the near future.
Well, that's great. That's something that's obviously a passion of yours, and that will keep you motivated, especially when you look to do that with friends and those around you. Wale, before I let you go, if you could speak to younger Wale 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and just share some knowledge to carry you through all of the life experiences that would then come after that, what would that be?
I think I had a very indecisive, very no direction as a young man. I would seek mentorship a lot earlier, because growing up, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I went into university and read construction and ended up being a quantity surveyor. And I only did that because my close friends were also doing the course. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And when I look back now, I realize that I was interested in electronics, but in my days, there were no computers. So eventually, when I did get a degree and I worked and then started business, I ended up in IT. So I think I would, as a young Wale, I would give him advice to try and get mentorship and advice and to follow my passion. And maybe I would have ended up in IT 10 years earlier than I actually did. And that additional 10 years head start would have made all the difference to where I am today. So, I mean, I would be talking to you now saying that I've been 40 years in IT. And anybody who's been 40 years in IT, they'll be most probably hugely successful on an international scale. So, yes, I would say to young people, seek mentorship and follow your passion.
Seek mentorship and follow your passions. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Wale, for those insights. That's Wale Ariwa, who is the founder and CEO of Experian, joining me this week for our Executive Lounge segment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.